This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, three stand out, which help support gastric health and offer digestive support: GI Guard AM, GI Guard PM, and Peppermint Oil GI. Numerous clinical studies have demonstrated that these products can help to support GI health and promote gastric comfort. They help maintain the integrity of the stomach lining and its proper immune responses to the typically harsh gastric environment. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In. I am Layla Mutin, your host on this Intelligent Medicine podcast. Thank you for joining me. And if you'd like to email me with any topics, questions that you'd like to hear me discuss and answer on this podcast, you can email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. So, you've heard of nitrates, right? Yeah, nitrates are bad for you. Well, nitrates can also be good for you. It kind of depends on their source to some degree. Dietary nitrates found in our produce, in our vegetables, can be good for us because it helps with vasodilation. It helps our blood vessels to dilate, to expand, to help lower blood pressure. But am I talking about the dietary nitrates in that sodium nitrite in your pastrami, in your salami, in your ham, in your chicken roll, your deli turkey? Not necessarily. That's not what we're talking about. But you also have to wonder, when you get the so-called nitrate-free deli cold cuts, right? Nitrate free, for example, Applegate Farms is one manufacturer of these products. And instead of adding sodium nitrite, they use celery juice or cherry juice to provide the nitrate, right? So interesting. So is it good for us? Is it bad for us? Let me dive in a little bit and bring you this from the godfather of functional and integrative medicine, Dr. Jeffrey Bland. I really like his newsletter from the Personalized Lifestyle Medicine Institute, PLMI Institute. If you just put into your search engine, into your DuckDuckGo search, you can put in Jeffrey Bland, PhD, and you will be directed to Personalized Lifestyle Medicine. Lots of wonderful information there. And what he talks about is, among other things, dietary nitrates. Now, nitrates sound a bit like fertilizer, but perhaps even dietary ones or so, in that they help cultivate nitric oxide within blood vessels. And this is where nitric oxide is what's healthy. While fruits and vegetables provide a wide variety of nutrients and phytonutrients, such as flavonoids and like potassium, that aid long-term function of the heart and blood vessels, only recently has attention turned to their inorganic nitrates. Considering recent news that around 1 in 7 humans has high blood pressure, and that the global average blood pressure for adults is high, according to new standards, and that hypertension is expected to become the number one risk for premature death in the next two decades. This modest nutrient takes on a greater significance. Dietary nitrates contribute to and may even be the primary origin of precious nitric oxide generated within blood vessels, where it relaxes them and aids smoother blood flow. Insufficient vascular nitric oxide production is associated with strokes and atherosclerosis, and generous provision of food nitrates has been proposed as one way a healthy diet provides long-term cardiovascular benefit. It was first demonstrated in the year 2008 that in healthy individuals, drinking beetroot juice, which is rich in nitrates, as you know, I think we still have on full script the supplement Super Beets, and there are other beet formulations. And eating beets is also helpful. So drinking beetroot juice, which, as you know, is rich in nitrates, could substantially lower blood pressure. And it even helped maintain proper blood vessel function during a challenge. Now, various studies have concluded that nitrate supplementation improves exercise tolerance, especially of high-intensity physical activity in non-athletes. It may do so by modulating mitochondrial function, oxygen consumption, and or production of prooxidant metabolites. That's how it may be helpful. One well-designed study found that in young African-American females, beetroot juice increased nitric oxide levels, decreased systolic blood pressure, which is the top number, systolic blood pressure, and improved heart rate variability, which is a crucial functional stress measure during rest as well as during aerobic activity. And researchers cited other studies findings that African Americans may produce less vascular nitric oxide overall. So, other research notes that nitrates' blood pressure effects are more pronounced in men than in premenopausal women, who appear to more efficiently convert those nitrates, emphasizing that dietary nitrate intake may be particularly applicable to men and postmenopausal women, especially African Americans. All populations at elevated risk for cardiovascular disease. You know that there's more hypertension in African Americans. There are genetic reasons for that. They also have a variability in their vitamin D status, which is very interesting. There could be variability in the vitamin D receptors in African Americans. So there's a genetic propensity here and a difference in how the blood pressure is managed, which is very, very interesting. That study also found, intriguingly, that the oral microbiome plays an important role in the conversion of dietary nitrates into biologically active forms. Now, you've heard me talk about, you know, alcohol-based mouthwashes and even drinking alcohol, because that alcohol is going in your mouth, right? It's destroying beneficial bacteria that are responsible for the conversion of those nitrates to that very, very helpful nitric oxide. So by using an alcohol-based mouthwash, you may inadvertently be raising your blood pressure. And certainly, any amount of frequent and heavy drinking of alcohol will indeed raise blood pressure. Not to mention water retention, weight gain, all of the above raises blood pressure. So in speaking about the oral microbiome, the species of Veillonella, which is a Firmicutes phylum member, especially, but also of Actinomyces and Rothia, both are actinobacteria, as are bifidobacteria. These are all kinds of phyla that I'm describing to you about the beneficial bacteria, seem to be the main oral microbes that chemically reduce dietary nitrates to their more vasoactive and beneficial nitric oxide form. Nitrogen-containing compounds have been used for centuries for heart pain. Though not all forms enjoy a good safety profile, right? And an ancient Buddhist text even specifies that a medicinal nitrogenous compound be held under the tongue. You've heard nitroglycerin tablets, right? Handy for that oral chemical conversion. Think about that. If you know anybody in your family with coronary artery disease, heart disease, that are carrying around in their purse, in their briefcase, nitroglycerin, that's to be taken under the tongue. That's what's being talked about here in Dr. Bland's newsletter. So going on about nitrates, there are a few twists in the nitrate story that are worthy of note. Agricultural practices and the use of fossil fuels have significantly increased levels of nitrates in the soil and in drinking water in some parts of the world, including the United States. Private wells in agricultural areas may be especially susceptible. And excess ingestion of nitrates through water can be potentially life-threatening for infants in whom it can negatively alter the structure and function of oxygen-delivering hemoglobin. In addition, the blood heme in meat products employing nitrates, I'm talking about your deli meat now, as preservatives may encourage oxidative formation of N-nitrosamines, one of the two types of N-nitroso compounds that have been linked to higher risk for cancer, thyroid dysfunction, and birth defects. Hey, I didn't know that these nitroso compounds, these nitrosamines, are also linked to thyroid dysfunction. I always learn from Dr. Jeffrey Bland. And birth defects. Wow. On the other hand, several studies suggest that phytonutrients like vitamin C and E and flavonoids may improve the body's utilization of nitrates and or their reduction, which is the chemical opposite of oxidation, right? Reduction is the opposite of oxidation, into nitric oxide, and thus actually limit their oxidation into hazardous N-nitroso chemicals. You've heard the joke about, you know, the oncologists at Memorial Sloan Kettering, they go out for lunch to a deli and they eat a pastrami sandwich, and then they quickly pop a vitamin C to help undo all the nitrosamines that may be caused by the sodium nitrite in their deli sandwich. Right. So whether it's that, whether you're eating some sections of orange or grapefruit, or having a handful of strawberries, raspberries, something like that, you're getting your vitamin C there too. So if you are a fan of deli meat and things, or you do consume it often, make sure you're getting some vitamin C. It can be in the form of the fruit you eat. It could be in the form of a supplement. That helps with that. It limits the oxidation of those nitrites into hazardous and nitroso chemicals. That's what you want to do, right? Especially for somebody who loves their salami and their pastrami and their Black Forest ham and their chicken roll and their deli turkey and all of that kind of a thing. But again, getting it nitrate-free is helpful, but then there's the nitrates from the cherry juice, the celery juice, all of that. That is more beneficial than the sodium nitrite preservative that's being talked about here. So, boiling or otherwise cooking in water and peeling can lower vegetables' nitrate contents by up to half. Oh no! So eating them unpeeled and either raw or lightly cooked will best preserve these nutrients. So instead of boiling those beets to death, grate some in your salad raw. Peel them. That's a good idea, you know. So eating them unpeeled and either raw or lightly cooked will best preserve these nutrients. But remember, if you are cooking them, you're cooking your vegetables and your beets and your celery and all of that kind of thing, you're still maintaining about half of those beneficial nitrates. So in addition to beets, what other plants have notable amounts of nitrate content? This includes lettuce, spinach, string beans, broccoli, celery, arugula, parsley, cabbage, melon, potatoes, bananas, avocados, pickled vegetables, and pineapple. Hey, I just bought some pineapple, by the way. It's delicious. I can't wait to dig into that. Leafy greens are especially good. And lettuce is by far the chief dietary source. Make it a habit to put some lettuce on that sandwich. Have a salad every day. You'll get these beneficial vegetables. So leafy greens are especially good. And lettuce is by far the chief dietary source. Processed meats such as ham, hot dogs, cold cuts, and sausages appear to have the highest nitrite contents, but bread and grains also contribute to daily intakes. The same study found that, at least among older persons, women tend to ingest more total nitrates and less total nitrites than do men. Mixed salad, anyone? Absolutely. Make it a habit to have a salad every day. Whether it's with your lunch, with your dinner, is part of your lunch a big salad with some protein on it? You know, try not to opt for that deli turkey. Get some fresh sliced roast beef. You can do things like that. You know, you can roast a chicken and a small eye round roast in the oven, right? You can have both of those on hand, slice them. Make sandwiches of that rather than opting for the deli meats. Yes, of course, you're going to have your deli meats from time to time and enjoy them. Take a vitamin C. Follow it up with some fresh fruit, some orange, some grapefruit, some strawberries, some raspberries. Red peppers have a lot of vitamin C in them. That's another very, very good choice to get your vitamin C, right? So having your vegetables along with those foods, if you are consuming some sodium nitrite in your deli meats, is only helpful. So have that salad, have that fruit, always make that part of your healthy diet anyway, because it's good for you. I really enjoy Dr. Jeffrey Bland's newsletters. You can go to Personalized Lifestyle Medicine Institute. That's Personalized Lifestyle Medicine Institute. Put it in your search engine. I use DuckDuckGo for my search engine. I get some good results there. So, and if you want to email me with any questions, topics of interest, do so to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. And I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.